Numbers chapter 29. Well, here we've got legislation about some of the offerings that were to be made at the feasts and various different kinds of special offerings that were to be made. But it is continually emphasized that they are to not forget the daily burnt offering. This is really labored here. Just go through some of the verses. Verse 6, to make these offerings besides the continual burnt offering and the grain offering and its drink offering, according to their ordinance, for a pleasant aroma. As if, yeah, make all these extra offerings, but don't forget the continual burnt offering. That was the lambs that were to be offered every morning and every evening with flour, bread if you like, and wine with them. Don't forget that, because they're a pleasant aroma, which is a fairly strong phrase. The word for pleasant there means really strong delight. God has strong delight in these continual burnt offerings, so don't forget them. And aroma, a pleasant aroma, this is really a form of the word ruach, for spirit or breath. God breathes this in. God sees the spirit of that continual burnt offering, and he loves it. He has a strong delight in it. So go on, verse 19, and one male goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and the grain offering of it, and the drink offering. Verse 22, again, besides the continual burnt offering. Verse 39, you shall offer these to Yahweh in your set feasts, besides your freewill offerings, etc., and your continual offerings. This is really being emphasized, and actually there's more verses that say that in this chapter and in many other chapters. The continual burnt offering is spoken about by God in the law of Moses more than any other of the offerings. So, what's this in modern life? What does this translate into in our world? I think what it is that the key to spiritual progress is habit. It's habit. Start every day with your offering, with that sense that I'm here to give, not to get. Bible reading, prayer, meditation, and close the day in the evening with the same. And don't think that you can skip that because you are making some special devotion. Don't think, for example, that you can, you know, not really read the scriptures daily because I go to a weekly Bible class, because I spend a week of my vacation at a vacation Bible school and we study the scriptures in depth and so on. All that is all well and good, but the essence is your personal relationship with God and with Jesus and your personal listening to his voice and talking back to him in prayer. That is the essence. And this is why there is this continual reminder to Israel, given all this legislation about the occasional special offerings that were to be made, do all this besides the continual burnt offering. It keeps on stressing this. Don't think, for example, that because you made a donation to whatever good cause it is, well, that sort of frees you up from this continual burnt offering, from this daily devotion. It is that which is of the essence, and it is that which is of such a pleasant or strongly delighting aroma, breath, smell to God. He's interested in you and in you personally, daily, on a regular level, being his. And of course, it's not just morning and evening. David talks about his regular prayers 7 times a day. And, of course, you can run into legalism, and this is why in Amos 5, God says to Israel, did you really offer me burnt offerings every day for 40 years in the wilderness? You could read it as God saying, you didn't, did you, but I still accepted you. Or you could read it as God saying, did you really do it? Or did you just do it as a shell, just as a tradition, and your heart was far from me? Either way, it's a challenge to us. Do we do these daily devotions? And if we do them, how much of our reading, our prayer, is just trotting out the same old thing? Just half-conscious, semi-conscious, not letting God's word bite you, not seeing the wonder that your words in prayer are actually perceived by God in heaven.